Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. My father loved to tell the story of a church which gave a gospel preacher a pair of socks for preaching in a 15-day gospel meeting. The preacher was telling an unbeliever in the community what the church had done. The unbeliever told the preacher he had been amply paid for the kind of preaching he did. Our church is being fair and honorable when they fail to pay a preacher for the work he does. Paul gives us the Lord's answer to that question. Even so has the Lord ordained that they who preach the gospel should live of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 9:14. If a church is not going to pay a preacher a reasonable amount for his work, then that church ought not to have him preach. Some of the churches in the first century had not learned the lesson Paul taught the Corinthians. The church at Corinth had been negligent in that respect. But the church at Philippi had been most generous in supporting the Apostle Paul. Early in his epistle, Paul thanked God upon every remembrance of the Philippians. They had provided fellowship in the gospel from the first day until Paul's writing of the Philippian letter. The word fellowship indicates more than merely loving Paul. It means taking care of his physical needs. In the last chapter of Paul's great letter to the Philippians, he affirmed, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me." Philippians 4:13. He then added, "Notwithstanding you have done well, that you did communicate with my affliction." Philippians 4:14. The word fellowship in Philippians 1:5 is the noun form of the word rendered communicate in this verse. The word fellowship comes from the Greek koinonia and means to have something in common. The Philippians and Paul served and worshiped the same Lord. They were both committed to spreading the gospel. Paul traveled through Asia Minor and Europe preaching the word. The Philippians could not do that, so they supported Paul financially while he preached. Paul assured the Philippians that they had done well because they had communicated with his affliction. That is, in his extensive preaching and in his imprisonment, they had done all they could do for Paul. Even when Paul was in Thessalonica, they had sent over and over to his necessity. Philippians 4:16. Most Americans probably have difficulty understanding what so often happened in the first century and in some centuries since. Most American preachers, especially toward the end of the 20th century, are well paid, some overpaid. Many of the first century preachers were paid very little, if anything. They often went without food and clothing just to preach the gospel. Most modern preachers in the United States have never missed a meal because they were underpaid. I'm not saying we ought to be underpaid so we can appreciate what Paul and other first century preachers experienced. But we need to be grateful for those men who gave their all in order to serve the living God. Today we are reaping the benefits of the sacrifices they made for the cause of Christ. One question young preachers often ask those of us who are older: how much should churches pay their preachers? Should the preachers be paid according to the average of the members where they work? There are some Christians who argue in that fashion, but there are some problems with that answer. Most preachers have many expenses which the members do not have. For example, preachers have usually more traveling expenses than other members. They also have to buy books by the hundreds, and books today are very expensive. What a preacher is paid usually depends on his educational background, his family size, his traveling for the church, and such like. A good eldership will recognize that and pay accordingly. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.